Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike Reynolds, and I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. And for those of you who are new, welcome. For those who have stayed true, what up, dog? Welcome back. Welcome back. So it's another episode. It's been a little bit, but, you know, trying to stay current and on top of these topics is a little challenging, but nothing I can't do if I put my mind to it. So, for those of you who don't know, again, my name is Mike Reynolds. I'm the MGD, all right? The subject of this podcast is, all right, I'm a little bit, I won't say I'm an old head, right? I was born in the 80s, 87 to be exact. My daughter was born in 2007. She's 13, I'm 34. We're just trying to explore some uncharted territory as a single dad, you know, role model, try to be a good guy. You know, filter out the nonsense for her so that she can see that the world may seem like a scary place, but it really isn't as bad as long as you do the right things. Now, we've covered a lot of topics in here, but today's one is a little bit special because it just happened. So last night, or rather yesterday, you know, I took my daughter and her little friends to the mall and we walked around, right? For me, this is kind of a full circle moment because, you know, when you're kids and you do this, you know, you got that one parent that is consistently always on that particular mode. You know, there's like, you, whether it comes to like school trips, that one parent chaperone that always seems to show up. And the same thing when you happen to kick the kids out, oh, we're gonna go to the mall, all right. There's that one parent that seems to always be there. That's me, I'm that guy. I'm that parent now. And it's kind of cool because I feel like I'm the fun one. You know, I'm like the good guy that everybody wants to be around. And secretly all my daughter's friends are like, oh my God, your dad is so cool. Because, you know, I know all the topics. I know I'm good with all the music. And I'm funny and not funny looking. No judgment. All right, so that's me. I'm that guy. So I appreciate that. But it also, again, it's my job to instill a little bit of insight. Now I like to be able to do this because, one, it takes these kids out the house, all right? Being able to sit there and be the go-to chaperone means you kind of control the narrative of what does and what does not happen. You know, you lay down the foundation and you lay down the rules and tell these kids what's going on. Now, me personally, I have one rule that I like to enforce whenever I'm around my daughter and her friends or just anywhere outside, or let my daughter knows in general. I don't like to have to be the parent. Now, let me explain that to you. When I say the parent, I means I have to be on your case 24/7. I have to be watching you, checking you, constantly on your ass about everything and any little thing that you do and or don't do to make sure that you keep up, not appearances, but just the social cues and you don't act out, things like that. I don't like to be that guy, right? But also because of the era that I'm raised in. I was raised in that era that if I tell you to do something, you do it. You don't ask questions, you just do. Don't ask me for nothing if I tell you not to ask me for nothing. And yet somehow, we always did ask for something. Prime example, yesterday, I told my daughter, listen, now we're going out to the mall with your friends. All right? Don't make me have to be the parent. Realize you're going to the mall with but so much. Don't sit there and think you're spending my money because that's not what we came here for. You wanted to do this, so I'm letting you rock out. I'm not going to sit there and chastise you because we're going to try to have some fun. But at the same time, remember what you came with. So don't go spending everything all in a whim and think, oh, dad got it. No. And sure enough, okay, dad. So we get to the mall and she goes, I'm going to buy boba tea because boba tea is like the thing now for kids. I don't know. I don't get what's so like special about it. It's tea with these little tapioca things, which are freaking annoying to sit there and have to deal with. But nonetheless, she buys tea and all this, whatever like that. Then she heads over to Hot Topic and, dad, can you buy me this pin? No, absolutely not. But why? You know why, all right? See, back in the 90s, back in the day, I should say, it was a clear-cut thing. Don't ask me for nothing because you're not going to get nothing, all right? When you're little, like toddler, baby, right, that usually stems into like a little temper tantrum and a big old problem, but then it just turns into like a stank face and a look as they get older because they want to say something, but they know better. Or at least you hope and think that they know better. All right. The reason why I tell my daughter to make sure she knows what she has in her pocket when we go anywhere, before we go anywhere, is because I want her to always stay in the same kind of mindset of knowing what you have when you go because you're prepared. So if you know you only got $20, you better learn how to manage that $20 for the duration of the trip. That $20 needs to cover your food, your drinks, your little snack or whatever like that, so that you can know what you came in with and what you're leaving with for whatever venture. Now, my daughter, like most kids, don't want to sit and learn how to save money. They don't want to learn how to do anything that involves financial stability. Even if she's 13, it's always good to have some kind of knowledge of it. But she doesn't want to. Why? My daughter will go ham with $20 in her pocket over and spend it all on candy. Candy, sugary sweets, and for whatever reason, gems for this game. Was it Genshin Impact that she likes to play? Because that's like the new thing. You know what's funny? Growing up, I didn't remember, right, that I was so deep into my video games or just games in general. I was so deep into that nothing else ever mattered. I get told to do stuff. I have to ask it on purpose so I can sit there and jump back into it. Now that I'm a parent, I kind of see the same thing. It's like, damn, it never ceases to amaze me how much of a pain in the ass I was back then and how much it was coming back to me now at a full circle thing. I can tell my daughter to do anything, and if that game is anywhere near her face or fingers, it's over. It's not getting done. I sit and tell her, baby girl, I'm actually, matter of fact, here's a prime example. I was walking the dog the other day, Bullet D. Frenchie. He's like probably the best addition to the family recently, right? Go to walk the dog, and I tell her, baby girl, hey, do me a favor, bring me the garbage, I'm gonna go take it to the can. Of course, Bullet's sitting there with the look on his face, acknowledge me, human. But we're not gonna get into Bullet and his nonsense. So get the garbage, take it down to the garbage lot, truck thing, whatever, throw it in, come back, and I walk in the house. Now, one thing that I noticed is that the garbage is actually still empty. And where is she? In her room, click, click, clicking away. So of course, now I have to be the parent because she didn't listen. You know what to do. Everybody knows what to do when you sit there and take the garbage out. You gotta take the garbage out, put a new bag in. Now I gotta do that because of you. Hey, buddy, open up the door. Holding said garbage bag. What's wrong with this picture? What? Why am I holding this garbage bag? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I wouldn't be holding it if it was where it was supposed to be. So where is it supposed to be? In the garbage can. So why isn't it there? I don't know. And that's a typical response that I would have had back in the day. If there's one thing being a dad has taught me, is that you gotta have patience and you gotta do things, you gotta kind of call your audibles on the run. Because granted, you're not always gonna find opportunities to teach. You're not always gonna sit there and find moments where you can go, all right, this, what I was talking about before, this is that moment that I was talking about, all right? But you kinda have to make those moments count when you can. And everybody knows repetition is always going to be key, but it's not always about repeating the same story or reciting the same song, but just telling it in a way that you can kind of see it from my eyes. Because the typical kids nowadays, at least that I feel so, they don't want to hear the same old song and dance. Oh, when I was a kid, da-da-da-da-da-da. They don't want to hear that because they don't believe that we were ever kids at some point. We were just all adults from birth. Like when they were here, you were big when I was here and you're still big. Yeah, it's kind of how getting old works. You get big and you kind of stay big and try to get small, but it doesn't ever work that way. But needless to say, it's about repetition. It's about patience. It's about learning and constantly updating that database so that your child, however old, can constantly go back to it and find some useful information, all right? It's always about that. So to single dads, to moms, to anyone who decides to want to listen to this podcast, if there's one piece of information I could definitely give you is not only know your adversary, know who you're lining up against, because this kid, your kid, kids, whatever, will always challenge you to be a better you, but always challenge you with a different type of problem that you can't solve by the old school means. All right, there's one thing I learned a lot about, it's that I have to listen to my daughter. My daughter doesn't really talk a lot. She's not the most vocal when it comes to her problems. Trust me, this is a thing that we kind of come across all the time. She sits in the bathroom all day long. Baby girl, why are you in the bathroom? I have an issue. What's your issue? I don't want to talk about it. Well, if you're in the bathroom and you have an issue that you don't want to talk about, how am I supposed to fix it? Figure it out. I'm not a mind reader. You can't just say, figure it out. You don't see the hints and signs. You've been sitting in there for the past hour singing Kumbaya. There is no like signs. There is nothing that you're helping me to figure out. All right. She's not the most vocal, but there's a lot in there that wants to be said, that needs to be said. It's just having her find a level of comfort that she feels to be able to do it. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy finding that level of comfort or even getting to that point. This is why you got to call your audibles. You got to be on point. You got to constantly update that database to make sure that you're always putting your child, children, or whomever, even your significant other, in a place of comfort so that you can communicate and you can talk. All right, talking is how you got to this point, whether it started from the mother to whatever. You have to be able to communicate, you have to be patient, and you have to always know that every moment may not present itself the way you want it to, but you got to make the best of every moment when you get it. All right? But that's my spiel for the day. That's my words of wisdom, whatever you want to call it. This is the MGD Mike Reynolds, and I wish you all a happy Sunday. All right? Blessings onto your families, onto you, onto whoever decides to want to listen to this today. Blessings for all of y'all. And let's enjoy ourselves and let's go Saints. Adieu.